Hello, I'm Senior Director of News, Kate Evans, Korea, and here is a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on searchcio.com. Last week, recruiters from four major companies, Accenture, EMC, GE Money, and U.S. Cellular, and job seekers looking to land positions at those companies are engaging in real-life interviews online. This virtual job fair, the second one hosted by recruitment advertising agency TMP Worldwide, is being held on TMP Island, the company's space within the popular Second Life virtual world. Microsoft Corp. recruiting manager Warren Ashton, who attended TMP's first virtual job fair in May, said Second Life shows promise as a recruitment venue, but admits it's too early to declare success. Still, Microsoft did make at least one hire from the May event, and according to Ashton, the company will probably do more virtual job fair events. But Second Life, a massive multiplayer universe set in a three-dimensional virtual world where residents live, work, socialize, start businesses, and exchange millions of real dollars, has its critics. Consultancy firm Gartner said businesses that engage in virtual world activities risk damaging their brands and reputation, as well as open themselves to security breaches. In addition, Second Life has been under fire for alleged unfair business practices and is now facing a lawsuit over imaginary sexual encounters. Still, the popularity of Second Life is undeniable. It has 8.5 million residents, with 500,000 of them logging in weekly. Major tech corporations have used Second Life to market products or services to a niche, tech-savvy audience. IBM, for instance, has purchased numerous islands within Second Life for virtual training and simulations of key business processes. Warnings aside, CIO recruiters such as Martha Heller said social networking and internet technologies have proven to be remarkably helpful to connect recruiters and candidates. Although Heller, managing director in the IT leadership practice at Westboro Mass-based Z Resource Group, warned that Second Life probably wasn't the best place for CIOs to go job hunting, she said it was a good place for CIOs to recruit job candidates. Participating vendors agreed and said they're looking primarily for entry to junior-level IT professionals, although more experienced candidates do apply. According to Heller, the best way to approach virtual recruiting is to set metrics and measurable results. See if your time is well spent, she says. At the end of the day, the virtual interview is still the first-round interview, say experts. None of them are going to offer a job on the spot. The second, third, and fourth interview would still exist. The dog days of summer have generated a lot of hot air on energy consumption by data centers. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, study of data centers went off to Congress on August 2nd, packed with alarming statistics about the doubling of energy consumption by data centers by 2011. That's on top of the doubling since 2001. The nonprofit Green Grid, a group of industry heavyweights formed to improve energy efficiency in the data center, announced a lineup of reports due out by the end of the year. Amid the reports of forthcoming reports, and the endless news conferences spelling out what it is in the reports, we found five basic tips from consultancy Gartner that explain how to help cool things down. Find out what Gartner says in the five things CIOs should be doing to keep the data center cool and energy costs down. You'll find the story and related links on our news page. It doesn't take much to get Zeth Raven bad-mouthing big software companies. Raven, who co-founded Tomorrow Now, which he sold to SAP and eventually went on to found Rimini Street, an independent provider of enterprise software support services for companies like Cybell, PeopleSoft, and JD Edwards. The companies share the same aim, make software last longer. Raven's idea of software maintenance evolved from his work at PeopleSoft in the late 90s. He was in charge of getting 4,000-plus customers through Y2K. The board authorized Raven to quietly sell customers a Y2K package of support on top of their regular maintenance support so they could stay on their older releases. Indeed, as word of the special program spread, enthusiasm reached fever pitch. By 1999, Raven had customers left and right willing to pay him more than regular maintenance fees so they wouldn't have to upgrade. Not long after, he left PeopleSoft to join former colleague Andrew Nelson, who had a little consulting business called Tomorrow Now. Read Linda Tucci's interview with Raven by linking to our news page on searchcio.com. Oracle and SAP submitted a case management conference statement to the U.S. District Court in San Francisco this morning, outlining the two companies' position on the lawsuit. The filing is required for the next step in the case, a case management conference on September 4th. The document also includes positions from each company on case scheduling and possible resolution. In its part of the statement, SAP continued to defend itself against Oracle's charges of corporate theft on a grand scale. SAP has admitted to inappropriate downloads of Oracle support materials by Tomorrow Now, but denies that any of those materials were provided to SAP. This case, in short, is about whether Tomorrow Now exceeded its customers' rights in downloading certain materials, the SAP statement said. That is not a matter of corporate theft on a grand scale, as Oracle says in its complaint, but a matter of contract interpretation. SAP requested mediation in the form of current or retired magistrate judge starting in the next few months. Oracle, on the other hand, requested an expanded discovery phase for the case, including depositions from SAP and customers. Oracle suggested that its discovery couldn't be completed in less than 18 months and requested a trial start date of September 29, 2009. SAP countered that the case could be ready for trial by February, according to the filing. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available now on searchcio.com. I'm Kate Evans-Correa. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.